plate a potential nugget.
I'll be moving on to a different theme. I'm curious about the art of influencing, and I find the ad agency world is an interesting canvas because you need to sometimes influence on fuzzy things, on emotions, on things which sometimes may not be able to quantify. So what have you learned about the art of influencing in all the years of the work you've done?
I think there's an interesting book, right, called Influencing Without Authority, right? Unfortunately, I read it only last year. I should have read it 20 years ago because in advertising or any consulting space, you're actually influencing without authority. You don't have the authority to sign the budget off. You don't have the authority to sign off the copy. But, you know, so I think you influence a client by first getting their trust. Okay. So I think trust is the basic. The client should trust you. Once the client trusts you, then don't take the trust for granted. Do your homework. Do enough due diligence. So the challenge is, do you know as much or more about the client's business than he does or she does? Can you do that? Right? So, I mean, there's a story in the book I've written about this story about UTI mutual fund, where, you know, Mr. Damodaran took over and I had strong biases against, you know, PSUs because they end up doing this L1 and, you know, waste a lot of time. But the moment I met him, the first time I realized he was a different man. And then I met him the second time, we suddenly developed a great sense of mutual respect and trust. And it turned out to be a great relationship. You know, he still continues to be a friend. So it's about 10 years, more than 10 years old. So I think the basic background is, how can you establish a sense of trust of honestly sharing things? So it's not that, you know, just because I've brought this campaign to me doesn't mean that if you reject the campaign, you know, I'm going to shrivel up and die. Please reject the campaign. No problem. And we used to tell our creative guys, just hold it. Yeah, let's listen to the client. Let's not,
you know. Defensive.
And very often what happens is you let the client talk and you figure out that actually there is a way of saving this campaign, which you think is the right campaign for the client. Right? So trust. And last month I was in Bangalore and one of the book talks I was doing, one of my former clients was doing it for me. And he said this, look, this brand is so big, I probably think they deserve more credit than we do. Because they stuck by what was right for the brand. We often got confused. And I think that was real high praise, you know, to come from a very large client.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
People often think that influencing is often about the quality of the thought, the depth of the analysis, and the brilliance of the individual with the idea. I would concur with Ambi that what's often required before that is a client needs to trust your intent, the fact that you're aligned with him or her in terms of what you're solving for. Only then would you have the door open to dazzle the client with your brilliance. Again, it's not an either-or here, but we're often trained on the technical elements of getting the logic right in an argument, but we're often not trained enough on the elements around establishing intent. My observation here, wherever I've built long-term trusted relationships, is that clients often look for consistency in responses over a period of time for them to trust you, especially when things don't go per plan. Just ensuring that you keep building trusted relationships as you scale up your technical capability is crucial at the highest levels of any advisory profession, or any profession for that matter. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by Theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.